West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, earlier this month, I had the opportunity to catch up with a Harrelson County native who has gone on to have a worldwide impact on classical music in his roles as a conductor, lecturer, and educational consultant over 25 years. Dr. Jason Noble, now of New York, has garnered significant acclaim throughout his career, leading the Commission of New Works by Diverse and Emerging Composers. In addition to being known for his recognizable energetic lectures and emotional performances at major concert venues in the United States and around the world.
I never had an intention to do what I'm doing now. I just wanted to be what my high school band director was. Paul Ramsey was my high school band director in Tallapoosa at Harrelson County High School, and he was just the nicest man. And he took all the time in the world. The only class that I wanted to go to was band. And my mother was a math teacher, and I loved her class too, of course. But I went to his class, and anytime that I had a free moment, I had him teach me music theory or how to play another instrument or how does a piece put together. It just was something I was interested in, and I knew when I was in the ninth grade that I wanted to do what he was doing. He was just such a good teacher.
Dr. Noble, a 1996 graduate of Harrelson County High School, this fall visited Australia after a previous successful consulting residency in Brisbane last February, and led a number of performances in his home city of New York. He also returns home to again conduct the Columbia University Wind Ensemble this fall.
So I knew in 1993 that I wanted to be a high school band director, period. And I was a high school band director for 20 years. And I transitioned into being a full-time professor after that. And just along the way, I always say it's kind of like the Forrest Gump of band and music. I just met a lot of people along the way, and I happened to be really honored and privileged and fortunate enough to get a job teaching in the suburbs of New York City in Scarsdale. And we were able to take our band on tour all over the world. Kind of one thing led to another, and every year I would get an invitation to go somewhere else. So it's kind of this very serendipitous. I never intended to have an international itinerary where I'm flying all over the place every year, but I just kind of fell into it.
Noble's father passed away in 2008, his mother in 2017, but he still makes frequent trips back to the Peach State to visit his brother.
Both of my parents, they were really big in the Tallapoosa community. My mom was a teacher, and my dad owned a truck stop, and he employed a lot of people and did a lot of philanthropic work. Just was a wonderful man, and I go back to Tallapoosa every once in a while because my parents are both now interned in the Hollywood Cemetery there. You know, home is always where you were born and where you're from. And my first 20 years of life were there. I do still have some relatives there and some really good friends that I grew up with. So it'll always be home.
And to close out the year, Noble will conduct the Columbia University Wind Ensemble in concert for the world premiere of Catherine Lacuda's The Last Flight Out by internationally acclaimed Ukrainian-Australian composer Catherine Lacuda on December the 9th at the Rune Arledge Theater in New York. Well, Carroll County celebrating all of those serving and all of those who have served in the U.S. military during the annual Veterans Day ceremony on Saturday at the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. Korean War era veteran Don Levins among the speakers at Saturday's ceremony.
There's 17.9 million veterans in America. There's 678,304,000 in Georgia, 8,472 in Carroll County. So there's 7 out of every 100 people signed on the dotted line to make America free and to keep America free. They deserve to have a day set aside to be remembered.
And if you were unable to attend Saturday's event, video of the entire ceremony is available on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. And recognizing Veterans Day today, the Ingram Library at the University of West Georgia is showcasing rare materials from military campaigns and veterans' papers covering the U.S. Civil War through the Vietnam War. That open house is from 4 o'clock until 6. The Carrollton City Schools District on Monday taking significant steps to ensure the safety of students, staff, and the broader community by implementing the LifeSpot Emergency Response System, a tool designed to streamline emergency communication and response. This mobile app is part of a broader initiative to enhance the district's comprehensive safety protocols. LifeSpot is a cutting-edge safety technology that immediately notifies all emergency agencies, administrators, and school staff within seconds of an active shooter report. It pinpoints the exact location of the incident and enables direct communication with law enforcement. By significantly reducing response times, LifeSpot has the potential to save lives during a critical event. Carrollton City Schools is the first district in the state to adopt this technology. This past Friday, all Carrollton City Schools employees received training on the new LifeSpot product. School Superintendent Dr. Mark Albertus said cost of the product is based on the number of students a district serves. He estimates the cost for the Carrollton City Schools District to be between $12,000 and $13,000 annually. The City of Whitesburg has named an interim police chief and a new school resource officer for Whitesburg Elementary following resignations from both positions last month. Officer Candace Tongate begins patrolling the halls as Whitesburg Elementary's new SRO on Monday, replacing Danny Salazar, who resigned effective October 15th. And Whitesburg City Council unanimously approving Sergeant Keith Creel to serve as the city's interim police chief. Creel has worked for Whitesburg PD for several years and before that with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Creel steps in for former Chief Chris Gilliland, who resigned last month. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.